Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. Special Tuesday, Victory Tuesday edition, as the Redskins improved to 6-6 with a 17-16 win over the Super Bowl champion New York Giants late last night and into the wee morning hours at FedEx Field.
How much sleep did you get?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Alrighty.
Got back to Redskins Park at 4:25 in the morning, and that alarm went off at 7:20. I was like, hee-haw!
That's a long drive trying to get back with the traffic. Late game on Monday.
Well, the good news is there was no traffic at 3 o'clock in the morning. There was none at all. Let's get to Robert Griffin III. We're going to hear from Alfred Morris in a sec, but we're going to hear from RG3 as well, but we haven't spent a lot of time on his overall night. And I know you had a favorite play, which is, of course, a favorite play of many from last night's game. Unfortunately, it did not lead to anything because of Morris's fumble, but the 46-yarder, the quarterback keep off the zone read on 3rd and 1, I mean, these 3rd and 1 calls are virtually impossible to defend. I mean, last week in Dallas, they hit the Niles Paul on, again, play action. Niles wide open on 3rd and 1. And then last night, again, a big quarterback keep for 46 yards.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, 3rd down conversions compared to the first half of the year. They're certainly doing a whole lot better right now in terms of converting those 3rd downs. Mm-hmm. And they come up with different ways to get into the 3rd down package. And a big play by Robert was huge. I mean, you see Jason Pierre-Paul closing down, and also Kenny Phillips getting blocked right on the edge, and it just frees up RG3. If you're Jason Pierre-Paul, you want to go after RG3 and not, you know, allow him to get up the field like that. But, hey, it's a big-time play for Robert to, you know, to...
Was that Logan that had Kenny Phillips there?
Had the block, and Kenny Phillips got inside.
So he kind of caved him in, kind of pushed him in to open up that
Kenny
that
wants
lane.
To get outside and allow RG3 to go inside where he has more help, but once you get outside like that, it's very tough, and... That's a big-time play at that point again. Again, 3rd down, we talked about how they try to continue to come up with plays to get these conversions, and they've been doing that this second part of the year more consistently since the bye.
Also, great downfield blocking there by Leonard Hankerson, which has been a story all year long. The Redskins wide receivers, so active, so good down the field. And also, I just caught it on that second shot that we just played back. Trent Williams just caved, you know, whoever he just mauled somebody and just absolutely obliterated him, you know, caving in from his left tackle spot. Right. You know, so all of these things. Now, look, it didn't lead to points because of the Morris fumble, but certainly significant. We'll get back to RG3 in a second, but while we have Morris and as a subject, again, a lot of good, some bad, including the fumble, but a lot more good as he goes over 1,000 yards.
It's real good because we won. You know, that's
absolutely.
That's the big thing.
The tough 3rd and 3 conversion for the 6 to ice the game, as well as some of those hard runs. So why don't we hear from Alfred Morris after last night's 17-16 win.
Feel good?
I feel great. Like a win like that, you can't help but feel great.
Alfred, you're over 1,000 yards, but I know this victory means a whole lot to this football team. Tell us in your words, what does this win mean?
Our playoff hopes are still alive. You know, it's just a phenomenal win. We went out there and fought all 60 minutes. I mean, we had took some steps back out there. You know, my fumble, the Giants offense doing a great job of driving down the field and just playing keep away. They had time of possession was ridiculous. They definitely kept us off the field, but when it came down to it, we won. So it was just a great game all around.
When you got hit and the ball came out, it looked like you were out for a second. The ball was just lying next to you.
I tried to grab it, but by the time I tried, I only got a hand on it, and it was like a big old pile. And I was on the bottom of it, so you know, I kind of felt like I was suffocating a little bit. But, I mean, I was very disappointed in myself. You know, I hate fumbling, and I'm just glad, you know, I was able to, you know, bounce back, and my coaches, you know, still have enough, you know, respect and trust and leave me in the game, and pulled me, and I was able to, and they put the ball in my hands when it mattered the most, and I got it done.
When you went back in the game, you ran with a vengeance.
I definitely did. I mean, I was just making sure to tell myself, ball security, ball security, ball security. But, I mean, I definitely had to block out that fumble and keep going. I could have hung my head and just felt sorry for myself, but I didn't. I was like, there's a lot more game to be played. Got to go out there and win this game.
All-time rookie rushing record for the Washington Redskins is now owned by Alfred Morris. Congratulations. I know the W means a lot, but you've run the football out of your mind, and you've had a great season, and let's do it again next Sunday.
I will do.
All right. Thank you to Alfred Morris.
All right, Alfred Morris going over 100 yards, rather, for the fifth time this year, three of those five times in divisional games. So that's always important. And, you know, Mike Shanahan, Comcast Sportsnet had and CSN Washington had some great pictures of him coming off the field. Mike Shanahan giving him a big hug, arm around him. I mean, Mike loves that kid. I mean, the fumble – I want to say it's a concern because anytime you fumble in that spot, but, you know, Roberts had a couple of fumbles. I mean, fumbles are going to happen. Sometimes you get the break, sometimes you don't. Mike loves that kid. He loves Alfred Morris.
He does. I mean, you look at, you know, drafting, bring him in the sixth round. This is, you know, one of his guys that he feel like, hey, he's always been able to pick, you know, a good running back late in the draft that comes in and does well. He's been doing it all his career in terms of picking guys like that. And Alfred's no different. I mean, he's come in and played extremely well, being able to run the football. Now we know he's got to work on holding on a bit more, but that's not an issue we distress on. We know he knows the importance of holding on to the football. But overall, he is a powerful runner, can run away from you and make some big-time plays in the hole to free himself up to get the extra yards.
All right, let's get in a comment, tweet question. At Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. This from Ginger Arrington. Ginger asks, what more can we look forward to with the duo of Robert Griffin III and Alfred Morris, of course, spending a lot of time.
No.
I mean, exactly. What more do you want? First over 2,000, 1,000 in NFL history for rookies. I mean, look, clearly they've had great rookie seasons.
Yeah.
Is the sky the limit?
The sky is the limit. Now, one thing we always look at and think about, you know, moving forward, not just speaking about this year, but even next year, it's like, okay, well, we got to watch out for the sophomore jinx. After this season, Robert and Alfred, they need to get some rest. Get somewhere and chill out. Go to the beach if you have to. But they really need to get some rest to prepare themselves and give their bodies some rest before the next season. So the sky's the limit for these two guys.
All right, joining us now on the phone, as he does each and every show.
What up, Larry?
Do this Monday Morning Redskins Roundup is the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing
awesome.
Well. After a 17-16 win by the Skins to improve to 6-6, Larry, I asked Mike Shanahan this in the postgame presser. Is this the type of win in the division at home, 1 point, hard-fought contributions from all three phases that ideally you would want as a head coach, or would you rather have kind of a blowout laugher?
I don't know. I mean, I think you take it any way you can get it, especially the way this team has crawled out of the hole, the 3-6 hole, to get to 6-6. I think a 1 point win, it doesn't matter how you do it. At the end of the season, you're not going to look back and say this was a big win in terms of margin, and you know, it's a win's a win. And when you've won three in a row over the NFC East, and to play, you know, relatively mistake-free football, I thought that was impressive for the Redskins, except for the Alfred Morris fumble, only lost turnover of the game. Redskins have reduced their penalties, which had really been a negative factor for them. When they were losing earlier in the season, I think they're becoming a more confident football team. I think they know what they do well now. And maybe that identity, obviously with the rookie quarterback and rookie running back, you couldn't have predicted what was going to happen. But I think they're building that offensive identity. They're number one rushing the football right now, which I know the coach takes a lot of pride in. And so, things are beginning to build. The momentum is building for the team, and they've got another big game coming up on Sunday against the Ravens.
Now, in terms of the defense, how would you categorize the defense of where they are now compared to where they were before the bye?
I think they're playing more aggressively, and I think they're playing more as a unit. And I think you got to tip your hat to Jim Haslett, as tough as it's been at the beginning of the year. And I said it going into this game, you know, the way they lost the previous Giant game, and, you know, in the last seconds, the breakdown in the secondary, and to look and say, well, you know, the same personnel is still on the field for the Redskins that was there, you know, back when they lost that game. And they've changed their strategy. I thought last night they had their safeties back. I think they were going to try to, you know, London Fletcher told us this, and I think you heard it earlier in the show. You know, one of the strategies was to keep them out of the end zone, which is always the strategy, really, but to give up three. And a couple of occasions we said during the broadcast that giving up the three-pointer, and again, you know, no such thing as moral victories, but if you hold them to three, you've done your job to some extent. And come to find out that was part of the Redskins' strategy. So that bend and not break, the situation last night, and I think guys feed off it. I mean, hey, Antoine, you told me no one takes losses worse than London Fletcher. He is, you're good friends with him, and he's, you know, physically ill when he doesn't win. Well, he's on top of the world today, I can tell you that.
Yes, indeed.
Larry, was there an individual performer on offense or defense that, as you think back about this game, that whether it's, you know, a couple of weeks from now, a year from now, whatever, that you'll remember that kind of put their stamp on this win?
Well, I mean, you know, the stomp, not the stamp, is something I'll remember, and that'll take me right to the Redskins' offensive line. You know, from the middle on out, Will Montgomery, Lichtensteiger, Chris Chester, who has just been an iron man for the Redskins, Columbus, who's really improved his play, and Trent Williams, who just showed a ton of heart. He was a happy guy after the game last night as well. And all the kudos that go to the rookie running back, and, of course, Robert Griffin III is just a superstar. We see him blossoming before our eyes. You can't overlook that offensive line. If you're number one in rushing, I don't care what you say, and, you know, whatever the pedigree of that offensive line is, they are number one running the football. They have to be a major part of that. You got to tip your hat to them. They're the unsung guys, and they played just fantastic, I think. And obviously, to keep them together healthy for every single start, Trent's been out a little bit, but you haven't had to go to the backups at all this year. These guys have just been iron men, and I think that's the group. I think that's the group that's overlooked. Obviously, Robert gets all the headlines. Alfred Morris is certainly made his mark in the NFL, but it's kind of a no-name offensive line, except for Trent Williams, and they've played great.
Absolutely. Larry, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, look, everybody get some sleep. Short turnaround to the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday at 1.
We've got no time for sleep.
Hey, we're grinding. Just make some coffee. We'll get it going on the other side. Thank you, Larry.
Make mine a double.
Appreciate it, okay. The boys of the Redskins. Larry, Michael, for joining us. You know, again, real quickly, the defense – you know, one of the things that jumped out to me, and maybe we touch on it more in a sec, was Cedric Griffin going against Hakeem Nicks and D'Angelo Hall, even though he got burnt on that one play by Victor Cruz, mostly taking Victor Cruz, whereas in the first game it was Josh Wilson who was kind of victimized time and time again by Victor Cruz. So adjustments by Jim Haslett doing different things and giving the Giants different looks.
Right. Again, making an adjustment, you know, from one half of the season to the next, and obviously coming out of the bye, they've had to have some plans throughout that bye week to say, hell, we got to come up with something different. And mm-hmm. So far they've done that, and they made some big-time plays. Obviously, you just talked about the adjustments that they've made, but I think one of the adjustments, too, they got to continue to watch out is putting that guy in the slot, just like had D'Angelo Hall in the slot up against Victor Cruz, and he had the outside receiver going over the top and the inside receiver going around, using basically picking him, if you will,
right.
D'Angelo Hall. They got to kind of work on that because you know other teams are going to come up and try to do that same situation or create that same situation to get that ball up the field.
Yeah, that switch wheel route has hurt them a couple of times in the last couple of games. All right, we'll come back, and I promise much more time for your comments, questions, tweets, at Redskins, hashtag at Redskins Talk. This is Monday morning, Redskins Roundup on a Victory Tuesday. Redskins.com, CSN Washington.
Bob.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Just picking up some brochures, posters, copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor Yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You said you'd get me on the field.
I did get you on the field.
You are Brian Arakpo, all-pro linebacker. Surely you could do better than this.
Come on, sunshine. It's game time. Squad's waiting.
This is embarrassing, Brian. They've got me on the bottom of the pyramid.
You know what else is embarrassing? Paying too much for car insurance. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And we welcome you back to Redskins Park. We're live here on a Tuesday morning. Nice to have you aboard with us on Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com, along with Antoine Randall L. I'm Chris Russell. As we talk about a third consecutive win for the Redskins to go to 6-6, 17-16 last night at FedEx Field over the Super Bowl champion New York Giants. Before we get back into the comments, tweets, comments, and questions, at Redskins, hashtag and Redskins Talk, why don't we go back inside the locker room, Robert Griffin III. We have yet to hear from him. We've seen some of his exploits. You mentioned and broke down his 46-yard run. A favorite throw of mine led to that fumble Josh Morgan recovery
which
was a rocket 25 yards to Pierre Garçon. He also hit Garçon on a huge second down throw on that final drive before Alfred iced it. Certainly they had a hell of a rhythm last night. Really, that was, you know, kind of the magic combination, if you will, for the Redskins last night, just as the Redskins had drawn it up in free agency. So let's go back inside the locker room and hear from star quarterback Robert Griffin III.
Robert, how do you feel? I mean, you guys have clawed your way back into the hunt now and just a thrilling, dramatic victory over the Giants and three in a row over the NFC East.
Yeah, we feel the same way we felt going into the game. You know, our back's still against the wall. You know, we set ourselves up with the hard work that we put in the past in the offseason, at the beginning of the season when we went 3-6, and we had to change our mindset coming back from the bye. We've worked hard to put ourselves in the position to control our own destiny, and that's what it comes down to. We got to go out and win the rest of the season, and we control our own destiny.
Sonny has the big question.
I want you to draw this up for me. I want you to draw that play where you go on your back and fumble, and it was that a design play where you lateral?
Yes, we designed that. We didn't run it in practice because we did not want to give away the secret. So I knew Josh was going to be there. I had eyes in the back of my head, and I just pitched it to him. That's the story I'm sticking with. So.
Hey, let me tell you something. You're living under the right rock.
Oh, yeah, that's what Rex said. I'm living right. So God was on our side with that play. That's great. Like I said, it was a pitch.
How did it feel in the first half when you guys couldn't get on the field with the offense because their offense was on the field for most of the first half?
Right. You know, you feel like we were putting our defense in a bad situation. You know, the first drive, it was really quick, and we were on the field and off the field. And then we go out and we score extremely fast. And we're sitting on the bench for a long time just looking at the game. So we wanted to make sure we came out second half, put together some long drives, help rest our defense, and then go get points.
Looked like you thought you might go on that 46-yard run. We thought you might go. Did you think you were going to go?
I did think I was going to go, and I got to get some more tape for my jersey because he jumped, and you know, there's no way he should have been able to grab my jersey, but he did, and you know, that's that. But you know, it was good that in that situation I was able to come up big for the team, and as Rex says, put the team on the back like that, though.
It's a bunch of resilient players in this locker room, aren't they? They never give up.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone was questioning us when Coach made those statements, you know, back before the bye. But the guys in this locker room changed their mindset after the bye week, came in ready to work, and they're putting it on the line every week, whether it's in practice or in the games. I see the difference, and I feel like they're seeing the difference in the results after the game.
When 97 stomped on one of the Redskins, did that fire you guys up? It seemed like it did.
Yeah, you know, I try to make sure guys don't go out there and fight because we are professionals, and, you know, we do represent our own organizations and the NFL as a whole. So when I saw that, and, you know, I heard the ref say that, you know, 97's out. But, you know, it was just really unfortunate, and, you know, I'm sitting there chatting with OC before it got really bad. And, you know, he was like, yeah, he's probably going to get fined for that one. But, you know, you just try to make sure it doesn't get to that. Tempers can flare. It's a very physical game, and guys take pride in what they do. So you just got to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen.
You got to be happy. Thank you so much for talking to us after this win.
No problem, guys. See y'all soon.
All right, Robert.
Robert Griffin III, despite not being sacked, he was, again, hit hard a couple of times. The run, the 46-yarder, which we isolated. I joked with him afterwards. I said, man, for a guy that wasn't sacked, you'd your uniform sure is dirty. He looked at me. He goes, Ryan, he goes, look at this thing. I need a new jersey. It was grass stains all over the place. You know, one key play that we have not talked about as part of that four-minute offense, the first play out of the set where he kind of runs to the right, stays in bounds. Mike Shanahan said twice in his postgame presser to the media, he kind of signaled that out as a key heady play. Even though he took the hit and his right leg kind of got bent awkwardly back, and you don't want him to take the hit, he stayed in bounds, kept the clock moving.
Yeah, and that's key, especially late in the game like that. The Giants, you know, he'll keep that clock running to force the Giants to use their timeouts. And he's a smart kid. Obviously, we've seen what he's been like, you know, throughout the season in terms of play calling and making the right decisions. He had to learn the hard way. Obviously, we know about the hit. But he's just getting to a point where he's really letting the game come to him. And, of course, late in the game like that, keeping the clock running, the idea is to run the ball. If you can throw it and complete it, that's good too. But if you can scramble and hold on to it and stay inbounds, keep that clock running, hey, you want to make sure they have to exhaust all their timeouts.
All right, let's get to some comments, tweets, and questions. At Redskins _4_ever. That's a long Twitter handle, right?
Sure
says,
is.
We just won 3 in a row in our division, beat the Super Bowl champions in December. How far can this team go, Antoine?
Well, just like I told everybody before, I still think they're a playoff team. It just comes down to not them just focusing. They have to focus these next four games just as they've been doing. But the big thing is going to come down to defense. I mean, we know the defense has played well these first three games. Now they're going to be tested going up against Baltimore and those guys. So I think it's going to come down to the defense. Again, that same attitude of, you know, just giving up three and at some point, you know, getting them off the field and three and out, because this defense can get pressure on guys more so than they were in the middle part of that first half of the season. But again, coming off the bye, they've generated some pressure getting to the quarterback in the three games they've played so far. So that's going to be the key and the biggest key throughout the game. Again, defense wins championships and give you a chance to win some ball games. So it's going to come down to that. You know, they're going to have to catch the ball and intercept it when they have to, force some turnovers, and continue to get the ball back to the offense.
All right, another one from at Hokie Swagger. It feels like that's a game that we would have lost down the stretch in the last 10-plus years. Are the times changing that they were able to not only finish it out on offense in the four-minute offense, right, but, again, the defense making the adjustments that they
made?
Well,
to see it on both sides is very encouraging. I mean, like we said, the offense came out and kind of just ran out the clock. Defense able to stop the Giants from giving the ball. So it looks like that's where they're headed. I mean, we want to continue to see that go over the next couple of games or just have it be a blowout. Either way. But those are the games that you got to try to win. Obviously, lost some of those games early on in the season, but this is a start in that direction in terms of winning those close ball games late in the game and, of course, giving you an opportunity to stay involved.
All right.
In the race.
Absolutely. Reedy asks, do you think the team can go 4-0 the rest of the way? I think they have a good schedule to do so. You can't afford to start thinking about going 4-0
right,
when the only thing that quite honestly matters is Baltimore this Sunday at 1, right?
Right. It's a perfectly, you know, good question to ask. But, again, the focus has got to be Baltimore. And Baltimore is coming off a loss. They don't want to be put in a situation as well, even though they're 9-3. But if they come up and lose the next 3 or 4 games, it's going to put them in a situation in terms of them getting in the playoffs and solidifying their role. So it's still going to be a battle. It's still going to be a fight, and the focus has to be Baltimore. But winning the next 4 games would be great, obviously putting them at 10-6. And when you win 4 games straight like that, when you win 3 games like that, and that will put them at 7 games straight, you have the momentum going into the playoffs. And that'll prove big if they can do that as when the playoffs roll around.
And one last quick one. Kaylee asks, Robert Griffin has really pulled through for the team. Do you think he's the leading candidate for Rookie of the Year?
I think he's a leading candidate in my mind, but you also have to look at Andrew Luck right now because obviously their team, again, it goes back to the play, not only of the individual, but also what is the team doing. And right now Andrew Luck are on their way to the playoffs, and obviously Robert Griffin III, they're on their way as well, and I think it's going to come down to that. Now, Robert's been playing lights out, being able to throw the ball and rush the ball, and has kept the turnovers down. I think he only had one turnover. In some of the games he had, he'd never had a game when he had more than one interception that he threw in one game, and then only one game that he had them back-to-back. So he's winning in that category. But if you look at overall, right now they'll give it to Andrew Luck because he has the winning record. But it's going to come down to the end of the season where these two guys stand.
All right, we'll come back for a quick Redskins reality check and wrap things up here on a Tuesday morning live from Redskins Park. It is Monday morning Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon.
Brian, I get it. He's your buddy. He's got some ideas. I'll listen.
I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, Brian Arakpo Merchandising. Hungry?
Osnapo. For energy, Oratco. And here we have the Coat Rackpo. Huh?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
Aw.
Yeah!
I mean, aw, yeah.
That's 6 sacks on the season.
Actually, it's 7.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Get coverage of every NFL game, NFL Network, and NFL Red Zone for only $5 a month. Only on Verizon.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
And we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup, special Tuesday morning Victory Tuesday edition here at Redskins Park. Time for a quick Redskins reality check before we exit stage left. And we thank you for being with us here on Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com. Both the Redskins are now 6-6, winners of 3 in a row, all 3 in the division. Now you go into the AFC, the Beltway battle. We know how good the Ravens have historically been. They struggled and lost to Charlie Batch, your buddy, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. To me, this is not a good sign for the Redskins. Even though the Ravens are beat up, the Ravens have not played good the last 2 games in a row. It's either a sign that, A, they're not very good, which I still have a hard time believing, or B, they're really, really going to be angry this Sunday at 1 o'clock.
I mean, well, they've lost some guys on defense. Yeah. Obviously, losing Ray and losing Darius Webb. They've lost some guys. I mean, right now, I think they're 25th ranked defense and 19th on offense. So they're not the Baltimore Ravens defense of old. Now, they can still get put pressure on you, that kind of thing, and not taking the ball away as much. So it's just going to come down to the Redskins taking care of the ball, really moving the ball up the field in terms of running the football, because they certainly will be able to do that.
Yep.
But, again, this is not the lights-out Ravens football team that you're used to. So I think if the Redskins come out, you know, have a great week of practice and be ready to go, certainly they'll be, you know, they'll have an opportunity to win this ball game. And, you know, I just think the defense need to take the ball away, put a little pressure on Joe Flacco, and put your focus on
get the job done.
On Mr. Rice,
because
that's the guy.
Thanks to Charlie Broyhill. Thanks to Kara Trotter and Phil Lazo and the voice of the Redskins. Larry Michael for Antoine Randall L. I'm Chris Russell. Thank you for being a part of the show. See you next Monday morning, hopefully after a fourth straight win for the Redskins.